2 o'clock, and I want to call to order the meeting of the Health, Education, and Welfare Committee. I want to ask Ms. Barnett if she'll give us the invocation, please.
Father God, we come to you today to acknowledge you in all ways, give you all the glory and everything that we do, Father. And just be with us today, fill your spirit in this room, and any burdens we have, Father, take those off of us. We confess all of our sins to you. We know that forgiveness is waiting for us because you are perfect and merciful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Shirley Nape.
Here.
Betty Barnett.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings. Lucian Tiger.
Present.
And Chair, you got 4 present and 1 absent.
4 present and 1 absent constitutes the quorum. All business conducted will be official. Everyone has gone over the minutes for July the 13th.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to accept the minutes with any needed changes.
The motion made by Ms. Barnett to accept the minutes with any changes made.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Our minutes are approved for July the 13th with any changes to be made.
Manager?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to move NCA 15-178 to top of the agenda, please.
Motion's made by Mr. Tiger to move NCA 15-178 to the top of the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Again, with NCA 15-178, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek youth. The sponsor is Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mr. Tiger. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aid. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to give a few minutes for Mr. Crawford, please. Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for seeing me today. My daughter, Misky Proctor, we'll be entering into the Sheffield United Soccer Club. They've actually already started practicing. But what we were asking for is just a little bit of help paying with the soccer dues, the registration and uniform fees. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here today. Some prior things going on. But thank you for your consideration. Here for any questions that you have as well.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Proctor? Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nape.
Yes.
Betty Barnett.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes.
BFNJ.
And be sent to BFNJ for a funding source. Thank you. Next is TR 15-135, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Secretary of Health to execute a license renewal application between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Oklahoma State Department of Health for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health hospital facilities. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aid. Discussion, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. This is just a standard annual renewal for our license for the hospitals.
Any questions? Any questions? None. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nape.
Yes.
Betty Barnett.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR 15-136, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Principal Chief to execute an affiliation agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Seminole State College. Our sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Aid. Discussion?
Yes, this will be a affiliation agreement between the Muskogee Creek National Department of Health and the Seminole State College. This will allow us to accept MT and MLT students in regards to our lab. That's where a lot of our hires for our lab personnel come from, and so this is just allowing them to come in and have students come to our facilities.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Not, roll call vote, please.
Charlene Nade?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-137, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a service agreement on behalf of the nation's Department of Health with Z's MedTech, Inc. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Aide. A discussion?
This is just a service agreement for our optometry equipment at the Okemah facility, and it's just a renewal.
Thank you. Questions, discussion? Not, roll call vote, please.
Charlene Nade?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-138, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Secretary of Health to execute an ambulance provider application and associated documents between the Muskogee Creek Nation and Oklahoma State Department of Health for the Muskogee Creek Nation Department of Health Emergency Medical Services. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
Yes, we have to have a separate license for our hospitals and then other areas, and then even though the ambulance and medical services is with the hospital, we have to have a separate licensure for that service, and so this is what that is a licensure renewal for our ambulance for our clinic.
Thank you. Any questions? Now, roll call vote, please.
Charlene Nade?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-141, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a license application for a nursing or specialized facility between the Muskogee Creek Nation and Oklahoma State Department of Health for the Muskogee Creek Nation Department of Health Skilled Nursing Facility. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
This is the same as, even though the skilled nursing facility is located at the George Knight facility, this is a lot like the ambulance service. This has to have a separate licensure renewal or separate license. So we have this in front of you today, and it's just a renewal for that facility.
Thank you. Questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Charlene Nade?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-142, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute agreements with the Oklahoma Health Care Authority and the Oklahoma City Area Office of the Indian Health Service for the Department of Health to receive Medicaid reimbursements. Sponsored, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aide. Discussion.
Okay. What this agreement is, this just allows us to have an electronic data connection between those entities mentioned for quicker turnaround on our reimbursement.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I do need to add language to the last, or replace, can we replace the added, okay. Add this to the end of the bill. And everyone has a copy. There's an extra sheet. It says August 10th, 2015. It's just language that will authorize similar agreements in the future to be able to be renewed without coming back through for National Council approval. I make a motion to add the following language. Be it further resolved that the National Council authorizes the Principal Chief to execute future agreements of this type between the Muskogee Creek Nation Department of Health and the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority and or the Oklahoma City Area Office of the Indian Health Service, provided that the material terms of such agreements are substantially identical to the agreements authorized by this legislation and are reviewed by the Office of the Attorney General.
Ms. Barnett has made the motion to add this to the legislation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. A. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. This will be added to. Mr. Smith, did you get a copy?
Yes, ma'am.
Main motion. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-175, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds from the United States Department of Education, Office of Elementary and Secondary Education, Office of Indian Education through the State Tribal Education Partnership grant to promote increased collaboration between tribal educational agencies, state educational agencies, and local educational agencies that serve students from affected tribes. The sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second? Second by Ms. A. A discussion?
The STEP grant allows the Muskogee Creek Nation to partner with the Oklahoma State Department of Education and local schools within our nation's boundaries to provide services, teacher training, and other educational avenues to promote education among Creek students. And this legislation simply allows access to the funds if we are awarded the grant so that we can stay on the strict timeline to begin the grant steps immediately.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Ms. Barnett?
I don't have a question specific to a grant, but how many grants have we applied for this year through your department?
Total, probably about 8. Federal, probably about 3.
Okay. So this is one of like 11 grants that are out there that we could potentially get?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Dr. Johnson has more input on the STEP grant, if you would like to add to that. It's a substantial grant. The Chickasaws and the Arapaho Cheyennes have it now. It was piloted last year.
So. Are there any more questions? If not, roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-176, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muskogee Creek citizen. Sponsor is Mr. Nichols. Isn't with us today. Is there a motion? Motion. This legislation fails for lack of a motion. Next is 15-177, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation creating a new Title 18, Chapter 5, entitled Muscogee Creek Nation Student Loan Relief Program for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Education, Employment, and Training. That's fine.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aide. Discussion?
I guess it's more of a concern that I have. My office is not privy to the creation of this legislation. I really don't know who or where it came from or who authorized it. But I'm a little bit concerned when we already have a student loan debt program that deals primarily with the same concerns, with the exception of a few things that were listed in this legislation that deals with non-educational concerns. And then, of course, the second concern that I have is the $500,000 amount of this legislation. Certainly our program could use $500,000, but not for something that I feel we already do.
Thank you. I feel that this was former Representative Johnson, Cooper Johnson, had started this.
Yeah. That may have been true, Chairman, but I think the previous program that we already created addressed
this.
What Representative Johnson was addressing.
If I may, this was initiated by the Chief's Office, by the Chief of Staff, and I drafted this legislation based on the previous draft that was put forth by Keeper Johnson, and I appreciate you all's consideration for this. We did not see this as a duplication. I researched it. There currently isn't anything to help students with student loan debt after they have gotten out of college, and this is not a grant. This is a program where someone would pay back the nation in either services or volunteering. It is not just free money for somebody to pay off a student loan.
Ms. Barnett.
So that was initiated by the Higher Education Department at $500,000.
Uh-huh.
A couple of years ago, when we first thought about this program, we spoke with Dr. Johnson, and Courtney was with us, and we did lay out a plan for this debt relief program. But according to this one here, it goes more to the lines of our emergency scholarship. And at this point, we're paying for some loan debt, some back school debt that's still owed at the schools for these students so that they can get back into college. And I know this one here is, I don't know if it's just for student loan debt or what else it might be initiated for. And also, and then when we first talked about this, we had two staff members that would be in this program because it would be such a large program. And that with those loans, that financial aid officer would negotiate those loans to repay. So I think that's a better option than just this one here, than just giving the money back that we have a negotiator for that program. For those student loan debts.
Thank you. Ms. Barnett?
I do not feel it's a duplication of what we have already. What we have already is emergency relief for students to need to get back in school. They finish a semester, they owe a little bit of money, and it's $500 keeping them from staying in school. Or it's $1,100 keeping them from getting a degree because they're a working mom or working dad or whatever, and they just can't ever seem to get ahead enough to get that paid off. What this is, and I can read some of the eligibility requirements, or we can just postpone it a month, and then the Department of Education or whoever. When is your last day? Who's taking over for you?
I have no idea.
Okay, so we're on a timeline. When is your last day?
28.
Okay, so this month. But I mean, it actually requires that their loan debt be higher than their annual income. It's way different than the program that we already have now.
No,
completely
but,
different.
But I think we had a better outline.
I'm not trying to be rude, but I have the floor right now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But this, it has student loan debt that has to be higher than their annual income. And their requirements. I mean, they have to give back. They have to do community service in order to even be eligible for it. So there are other things. And I mean, if the education department, I mean, it's really up to the sponsor. I can make a motion to do whatever you want to do with it, Johnny.
Madam Chairman, you know, I guess we can debate and argue about this all we can. I guess what I would have preferred would be, since somebody's creating legislation for my department and my office, I guess I would have preferred to be involved in that. And perhaps maybe we could have discussed some of these concerns that are being expressed here. Although this is not the place for that. I'm just saying I was completely unaware that this legislation was created. I got a copy of it Friday. That was my first notification that this was going to be put in place. The other concern I have is that, you know, with what is being said in the legislation, by a House and several other things that aren't education related, you know, I'm just a little bit concerned that, you know, we're treading into an area where, you know, these aren't education concerns. You know, if somebody wants to go out and get a loan, or their credit is bad because of a student loan or a student debt, I don't think that's education and training department's concern. It's certainly a tribal concern, not the Department of Education and Training.
Well, when I spoke with Ms. Golden about this, when she sent it to me, I was under the impression that you did meet with Ms. Golden on this.
No. I don't know where that came from, but I know I did.
We didn't meet, but we sent it to you by email to review, so I don't know.
That's not discussing.
But if I may address the committee one more time, I apologize for the discussion that's going on. I was under the impression it had been reviewed. We sent it out by email, and my boss, Chief of Staff, and Chief Tiger was spearheading this and asked me to do the legislation and research it. And as far as the credit report goes, when you have an annual income that is significantly lower than your debt, that downgrades your credit report so that people who have a high amount of student loans can't get credit for buying houses or for buying cars or any kind of property. And so the education does impact the ability to be successful outside. Once you get your degree, it doesn't stop there. I mean, you still have to make it in this world somehow. And so this is what we're trying to help our students, our Creek Nation students, who we ask to get higher education degrees, who we help them get higher education degrees, to succeed once they get that degree. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Tiger, did you ask?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Gooding, if this were to pass, what silo would it be funded from?
That's what I'm currently reviewing, all legislation that's coming from all committees to see where we're at, because funding is low in all areas, so I would have to consider all committees all the way around to see what kind of funding and what kind of appropriations are being asked.
Okay, so further from that question alone, the funding that is going to be requested from council for this month, have you had a chance to look at all the agendas yet?
I don't have them all with me at the moment.
Okay, just with this one, but we have the money to cover what we're requesting from our agenda today.
Just for this one?
Just for our agenda. What's on this whole agenda today?
I could probably come up with what's just on the agenda today.
Okay. Thank you.
What do you think about postponing it?
until October, because that'll be a new fiscal year that we would have renewed monies in the international funds. And then that would give the committee time to sit down with higher education and the education department. I mean, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
That sounds good to me. I mean, this needs to, the way I understand it and the way I've talked to Keeper Johnson before, this is very needed, I feel. Mm-hmm. So, postpone it till another month. Yes.
I would like to say, though, we'll be privileged to take the program on. I just think it does need to be reviewed, does need to address more issues than we can do this year.
Postpone.
Sure. Okay, so I make a motion to postpone until our October agenda.
Motion's been made by Ms. Barnett to postpone until October.
Second.
Second by Ms. Aid. Have a roll call vote, please.
Charlene Aid?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. NCA 15177, we will be postponed until October session. Next is NCA 15-179, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek youth. Sponsors, Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion do pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Goff is not here today. This is pretty much self-explanatory. She's just requesting the amount by law that she received this last year as well. Sent us a picture up there on the wall, and she's eligible again at this time for this.
Are there any questions? Questions? Roll call vote, please.
Charlene Aid?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for a funding source. Next is NCA 15-180, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation for the Muscogee Creek Nation Legal Services Citizen Department. Sponsors, Mr. Jones.
Motion to pass for discussion.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Aid. Discussion.
I'll give the floor to Attorney General Brown.
Thank you. May I sit here?
Yes, please.
I have some numbers I just wanted to cover. On behalf of the Legal Services Program, which, as you know, writes wills, handles probate cases, guardianships, those limited areas of work, we've been doing that. Our office, the Attorney General's office, took that practice over in 2013. And the budget in the preceding 5 to 6 years before that, they were getting $1.2 million a year. We cut that in half. And we've been operating it on a figure of about $600,000 a year. And last year, we even got more. We became more optimistic, even thought we could do it for $450,000, and I was wrong, because we couldn't. On the one hand, it's good, it's popular, because a lot of people are taking advantage of it. And we've seen during the summer, there's been a big upkick in guardianship cases, guardianship filings, because children are required to file for enrollment, and you have to have a guardian, a legal guardian, to handle your enrollment. So what we're asking, what we have done is requested a $100,000 appropriation that'll get us through this year, and we should have a little left over, and we're asking to carry that over into 2016, because we've got that same lower figure on the 2016 budget and probably wouldn't make it through the 2016 fiscal year. A couple of other things I'd like to bring up about our legal services program. We were getting complaints, and if some of you on the council, I know Ms. Aide and Ms. Green will remember, we were getting complaints all the time about our former legal aid program. And we track all the complaints that come to our office through council members, and we've only gotten three since 2013. The last one we got through Mr. Jones. And Mr. Jones told us that he had a guardianship or something like, that wasn't a guardianship, we're hurrying those up. It may have been a will or a probate. And we told him that we're not filing new cases or referring new cases because we don't have any more money to get through the year. He suggested that this bill be offered to try to get us through the year. And I hope you'll see the benefit that the legal services program provides to citizens. The funding for this goes directly to citizen services. We pay their attorneys, competent, really good attorneys in this area, to handle probate cases. And some of you may have had experience with our legal services program. I hope it was good. We can always improve, but the fact is it's a popular program and we'd like to keep funding it through this year and beyond if possible. So that's what this request is. We have closed 448 cases in the past 3 years, and we currently have 339 active cases open. We've taken on 144 new cases since January 1st of this year. So we've been very busy.
Mr. Wiley, are you going to increase your services in function?
Well, we've talked about that to council members, and I think it's a good idea. I think we should expand the services. I would never recommend we get into doing divorces again. But the main reason is, you know, I think this here old ham guy with Continental Petroleum probably paid less for his attorneys than some of the people we've been paying for. They'll fight over everything. You'll put two Creek people into a dispute with each other, and Creek citizens, Creek children are involved too. And I don't think it's appropriate. If we represent one party, we cannot represent the other. And I don't think it's appropriate for the government to choose one citizen over the other. So we've left them to resolve their marital problems on their own. But we can help with estate planning. And there are other things. So the trespass case with the Wilson Bears family. That was another one that the council gave us special permission to intervene in, and that successfully was, well, they got a temporary injunction to prohibit trespassing, and that will go to a permanent hearing here later this year. I'd like to see us get involved in trespass on restricted properties, because if you don't go in and enforce trespasses and kick them off after 15 years, the Indian person, the restricted owner, loses their land by adverse possession. So that's an area I'd like to see us get into, Ms. Fade. That would take an amendment to the law, but I think that's important to look into that.
Okay, any questions? Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, just one question, but it's actually for Patricia. Just revisiting the money. So we have the money for this if we pass this through.
Yes.
No more questions? Roll call vote, please.
Charlie Nade?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucia Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for a funding source. Next is NCA 15-185, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation repealing Title 11, Chapter 3, entitled Grant Funds for Economic Development and Social Service Programs, and replacing it with the new Title 11, Chapter 3, entitled Annual Funds for Operational Costs, Economic Development, and Social Service Programs of Chartered Communities. Our sponsor is Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion due pass for discussion, please.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Discussion, second. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aide. Discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For those of you from the community that are here, and those of you that have or have not seen this legislation, basically this is going to give the communities, 25 communities that are active currently, an opportunity to receive grant funds. This is basically the CDGB grant funds. That's how this is going to be put in to replace that, and this is going to give the communities up to $60,000. There's a lot that goes with it. And I know that there are going to be some communities unhappy, some are going to be happy. You know, you can't make everyone happy, but we as a committee and we as a council have worked quite some time on this, trying to come up with a number. And if you all have been here, you've been hearing that the money at the nation, we're going to have a little shortfall on our budget. And Ms. Killian, this right here with this amount is going to be in the 1.5 million neighborhood. We're going to try to get this to where it would be in the cap for next year's budget, for 16 budget.
But didn't we say it was going to start in January?
Yes.
Okay, so first year is
three quarters. Three quarters the first year.
Of the 1.5.
So it'd be 1.2.
Okay. Somewhere so in that area. Are you going to submit this?
We're in the process of working this through, and we've got community research and development. We've asked council, we have asked that they get with the communities, run this by them, see the concerns, questions they may or may not have, but yes, ma'am, this is something we're looking to try to get done. For the simple fact that there are former gaming communities, they're used to receiving large appropriations, and the nation at this point in time just can't afford to do that. You know, we have some representatives from Duck Creek here right now, and their request is $324,000 for this year. You know, that's what they would like, and in a perfect world, that's what they would like to have. You know, but at this point in time, you know, we don't believe that the nation has that type of monies. You know, whereas the 1.5 million would be out there for 25 communities. That's just what we're trying to do. Try to get it to where, you know, I hear all the time, you know, we're not equal, the communities aren't equal. Well, you know, my thoughts on that are the reason that the other communities that are not former gaming communities aren't equal is because they never had an opportunity to the same amount of money. You know, and although, yes, this is definitely short from what a lot of the communities are used to having, so this is something that we as council, we had a working session, we discussed it, we made changes to this legislation as a whole, and we agreed on a whole that this is something that we thought would be good for the nation and benefit all the communities, try to make them as equal as possible. Yes, we understand that some have more members to attend, more members in the community as a whole, but this legislation is trying, again, to bring everyone in and make everyone equal. You know, and it's been brought to our attention through meetings in the past. You know, when they come for appropriations, former gaming communities come for appropriations, you know, it's been said that we take care of our own, and I understand that, but our own is 79,000 plus. And that's what we as a council have decided we want to try to do is make everyone equal. So in this legislation also, language is in the legislation that if you are a Creek citizen, you live in the boundaries of the community that you're eligible for this. Doesn't mean if you're not a community member, because this is going to be with tribal funds. So therefore, all citizens would have an opportunity at this funding if they need it.
So starting in January?
Yes, ma'am.
So then it actually won't, you're saying to get it into the book they have for 2017?
Actually, it would still need to be in there for 16 to get the three quarters of the money that's in there for January 1st.
Submitted to the budget office to keep so that we can have that in the total package and have
it,
that.
It will be, yes.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Can we speak?
Yes.
Okay, I understand what he's saying, like giving the communities a certain amount, but what about the communities that have employees? That $60,000 is not going to cover their wages, nor the expenses for the community. And I'm sure that Duck Creek's not the only one that has employees. Was that ever taken into consideration, or do we just let our people go because we want to make it equal for everybody? I'm not saying it's wrong, but some communities are not the same as others. They have more programs and more involvement with their people than the other communities do. So what do I tell my people when you guys decide just to give us $60,000, I have to lay them off. That's what's going to happen. And you cannot promise me that the tribe's going to pick them up. That's not a guarantee.
No, ma'am, not at all. It is not a guarantee. It's nothing I can promise you on that. And I understand, because I understand that you're going to be upset. Some of the communities are going to be upset. But at the end of the day, it goes back to, again, you know, I wasn't here when the gaming stuff was taken away. I don't have any control over that, what did or did not happen. And I understand at one point in time, we had six communities that had gaming, correct? Isn't that the correct number, Mr. Jones?
Six. Five or six.
Five or six that had gaming income. You know, and since that has been removed, the nation has given these former gaming communities appropriating funds anywhere from $300,000 to $600,000 annually. And that's why I'm glad Ms. Killian's in here, because at this point in time, again, those appropriations the nation just can't afford to do. And it's not that we want you to have to lay off employees. That's not what it is. It's about the funding. You know, the guesstimation that we are seeing right now for the fiscal year's budget is somewhere in the 14.8, and that's even without this in there, million in a deficit. And that's even without trying to get this in there. You know, if you add that money in there, it's going to put $16 million, you know, in the red. And that's going to be not going to be something that's easy to find, those types of monies anyway. You know, and then when the communities come, and I would love to be able to say, yes, ma'am, you know, Regina, we can give you the $324,000, but that's just not something that is feasible. It's not something that we as a nation can do. You know, and as council, we've discussed this. Like I say, it's not easy. It wasn't a popular decision. But at what point do we have to learn to live with what we have? I understand that you have those employees, and we will do everything we can to help you place those employees. Like Mr. Jones, I'm not guaranteeing you anything. I can't. No. Do we want to help? Absolutely. But we have to help. In our opinion, what we came together and decided to do is help all 25 communities try to make them flourish as a whole. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know I understand exactly what you're talking about.
I'm not saying we're just employees. We have programs set up for our people too in the community, and we've always serviced our community members. We help them any way that we can, and I feel like we're being penalized because we had gaming at one time, but you know, programs were in place during that time, so. What it looks like is that we're going to give our employees up and part of the program that we had, and the money that is there, we're going to have to use just to keep the community open, the building and expenses and everything open. I mean, it's a large expense for the community, just expenses alone, just to keep it open and to operate it. And we have people come in every day. It's just not people sitting there. We have people come in every day at our building.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
So it just looks like that you don't care. It's just, you know, I understand. I know what you're saying. But it's like I said, not all communities are the same. They don't have the same programs as the others. And more are more active than the others.
Right. See, and that's also why this was brought up. Just like you're saying, you know, yes. Yours have programs others don't have, and that could possibly also go back to the point that they've never had the funding to have those types of programs that some of the communities do have. You know, and we won't know. This is something that some of these communities may or may not use as monies, so on and so forth. We might be able to change this in some way down the line, somewhere down the line, and make it to where there's able to be more money for the communities. We don't know. But we just know that we had to start somewhere, because just like right now, it's the four of us sitting here, and usually Mr. Jennings is here. You know, this committee, we take a lot of heat from the communities. We do. And that's why I called a working session to get all 16 of us there to discuss this and see what everyone would agree on. You know, because
so
again,
what you're telling me is they all agree that no matter who you have working for you, it's more important just to let them people go no matter what. It's what it's down to.
Well, no, ma'am, it's not that. It's not that. It's the fact that we have to do the best we can, in our opinions, to make the money work the best for everybody. You know, and I understand that you have employees. I understand that. And you know, I'll work with Mr. Jones, and Mr. Jones work with you. We'll do what we can to try to get those, if you can't get to where you can't afford those employees, to get them a job with the nation. I don't have an issue with trying to help that. It's not that we're trying to punish anybody. We're trying to make what we have work. Yes, ma'am.
Why do we not have the money? I mean, are we working in the red? Is the whole tribe working in the red? Have we not any monies? Is there no money anywhere? Just like Regina was saying, okay, we service a lot of our community members. We have a lawn service. You have a lawn service. But your lawn service will not service our people, because our people are too far out. Okay, we're out on county line. Okay, most of those people out there, they have to wait till their grass is knee high before Creek Nation Lawn Service gets out there to do anything. Okay, so, but we service our people. Our people come in, and most of them are elderly. Okay, most of the elderly people, you know, they don't have anybody to come and mow their grass or do little maintenance stuff around their houses. And they may have a plumbing problem. Don't go to health service. I've been there. I had a water leak. I was told, go to Indian Health Service. I did. They told me they was going to call me in a couple of days. Okay, that was 8 months ago. They haven't called me yet. And I'll tell you, if we don't get any, even half, why don't y'all try to get us 10% of the gaming? Have y'all thought about that? Did y'all think about that? No, nobody thought about it. Okay, Duck Creek gave up their community center to put a casino there. Okay, we did get money from it, but then that went away. Why can't we get 10%? Just give us 10%. We can run on 10% of their profits. I don't understand this. I don't understand. Yeah, if we don't get the money, we won't have a community. I mean, people tell us we have the best looking community around. Okay, if we don't get the money, it's going to look like somebody's hayfield. So, thank you very much.
Ms. Barnett.
Thank you, James.
Yes. Did you have something?
Lucian, did you want to?
Yeah, let me address that. Janice, thank you, and I understand your frustration, and I understand you're aggravated, you're upset. Another example, you know, I've heard a lot about the monies that were taken from the former gaming communities, which was roughly, Patricia, correct me if I'm wrong, please, around the $26, $28 million mark. Is that correct?
I think so.
Somewhere in there. And that money, again, help me, correct me if I'm wrong, please. Those monies have been used to finish off the fiscal year budgets for 13, 14, or 14, 15?
14, probably.
I'm not sure what year is he?
13, 14. And that is where you're seeing right now, Janice, why where the 14.8 is coming in. That's where that money was used for to offset that. That money's not there. So now it's back to the drawing board on that. And like I said, again, I apologize to you. You're my friend, and I apologize. I know you're upset. I know this isn't personal. You know, and I want to do everything I can. We, as a council, want to do all that we can to help and make everyone work, help make this work for everyone. The monies, that's a good question. Well, that's a good question. And Patricia, do you want to address that as well about finances right now as we stand? So everyone get a better, more clear picture.
And I don't want that message going out, which I know that is part of the message that has gone out. No, we are not broke. To meet budgets, I mean, that's what we're in the budget process right now. And, you know, possibly departments may have to cut budgets. We're not broke, and additional funding would have to come from other areas, which that would have to be approved by council. But no, we're not broke, but we probably need to watch our spending and possibly, you know, cut back on some budgets. Then we'll have to make, you know, some kind of recommendation as far as maybe where the additional funding might come from if all of that is approved. So.
No, we're not
broke. There are money there. It's just whether
we,
the
council approves to
appropriate
to cover budgets, or we need to kind of cut and watch our spending right now.
Thank you.
Ms.
Adal,
Ms. Turner.
I want to ask one more thing, and also, you know, McKinnon addresses the fact that we're not broke. She's correct. We're not broke because of the interest on the permanent fund. I mean, the permanent fund itself is doing well. Ms. Killen, at this point in time, where are the monies in the permanent fund?
We're close to $300 million.
Thank you. But the interest on the off the permanent fund, which she's speaking of, is where the money's come from to appropriate to the for your special appropriations. Majority of them, the money's come from interest off of that. And at this time, that's what we're running low on, is interest on the permanent fund side of it. Correct, Ms. Gillian? So, thank you.
Is there any more questions?
I didn't come in here for the community thing, but I live in a community where there is no gaming. They never had gaming, and they don't have revenue. They don't have a smoke shop, and so I live in Malika, and they provide no programs. I think they submit a budget just like every other community. I'm familiar with the budgets. I know about submitting budgets. I know about spending, and I know sometimes it does get tight. But if you want to talk about not having any money, go look at that community center down there. They do what they have with what they have. A lot of times it's not a lot. They don't have programs for their members. They don't. They're not able to come in, and if there's a program where they'll help you out with appliances or whatever, they don't have that. And so I think it is selfish, you know, to come up here and to really, I see what they're trying to do to help the tribe as a whole, and I think that's what we have to do. Not just for 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 members. I mean, it has to be a whole. I mean, I agree with what they're saying. You know, like I said, I didn't come in here for this, but I understand it. I really do. Lawn mowing services, they don't have that down there. Me and my son, we went out and mowed a couple of elderly people in Malika. Nobody's asked me for anything, but I'll go and do it. And so if that's one of the issues, I think that maybe look to some of the people in the community that can do that. That people have lawnmowers. They can do that. I do it. Like I said, I agree with what they're saying as far as budgets and money and things like that. So, I mean, it is tight. I understand. But at some point, I think as a nation, we're not helping everybody as a whole and not a select. Like I said, I didn't come in here for that. I'm from a community that doesn't have any type of revenue or any gaming or anything.
Thank you very much. Ms. Barnett.
I didn't want Lucian to take all the heat. We did sit down as a group, and I do agree with this bill. And I'm really sorry if that offends anybody. I'm really sorry that you're going to have to lay people off. But when you do not have a fixed income that comes in to cover your expenses, at some point you have to cut your expenses. And from a budgetary and business standpoint, you have to scale back. I mean, anybody that's ever worked for an entity, any educator in here can tell you every single year schools sweat on who can we employ next year, who can we not. If you, and that funding, the last funding that you guys got was a special appropriation, it was a grant. And anybody that's ever worked for a grant program knows that next year that grant might not be there. I mean, the money's just not there to give you the amount that you need. It's just not there. And unfortunately, we have, you know, dozens of communities, and we have to take care of everybody equally at this point. So I just didn't want anybody, I mean, Lucian was taking a lot of heat, and it's not just him. I agree with it. We all sat down. We all talked about it. And
gets
a fair bit.
Yes.
I think it's unfair, but I do understand what he's saying. They are a small community, and I think that the bigger communities should have a different amount of money than the smaller ones that don't have any, you know, any programs or anything, because they've never had the money or not enough money. Do programs or someone that will help set up the programs. I feel like it's very wrong when our chief stands up and gives and says that we're okay. You know, we're okay in the money part. I feel like it isn't right. We have programs. There for our elderly. And we have a lot of elderly there that started that program at Duck Creek. They started with Duck Creek, like my parents, that are not able to get out and go to the community. We see to it that they get there. They can't mow their grass. That's what we have a lawn mowing program for. But, you know, it takes money to run things. And, yeah, we were a community, a good, thriving community with our money that we were getting from the casino, and we did good with our money. You know, a lot of people didn't think we did, and a lot of people still think that we get money from the casino, which we don't. This lady sitting right here thought the same thing. Told her no. I said, we're barely keeping things together. And I said, you know, I just don't understand. I understand about you can't treat all the communities the same because we're not the same. And you people sitting here should know that. You're in your own community. You should know that. You can't treat these communities all the same. We're all different. We're bigger. Some are bigger, some are smaller. The smaller communities, yeah, they could probably thrive on that $60,000. We can't. No way. Even if we pulled our belt as tight as we could pull it. And you know, it looks like that we're going to get, and we are going to get the tablecloth pulled out from underneath us. That's the way I look at it. And it's really hurtful to see that happen to our communities. Because if it's going to be a close down, we will close. I tell you that. In your smaller communities that never had that kind of money to operate on, look down the road at them. See what's going to happen to them. Either they're going to prosper or they're going to be corrupt. One of the two. And that's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I know y'all have to work, you know, and you're taking a lot of heat. But you know, we put y'all there. We voted for y'all. We put you where you're sitting. And y'all need to be working to help us. Because I don't think this money that you're going to appropriate to us is not going to be enough. It's not going to really help us. You're not really looking at it. And that's just the way I see it. You know, if we got a little bit more money, that'd be fine. But I don't think $60,000 is going to work for that big Indian community. I just don't think it's going to work. And I just want to say that. But people remember, we put y'all there. We put y'all where you're sitting.
Thank you. Yes. Randall.
When I first got on council, it was explained to me that one of the reasons that the casinos came back to the nation was there were certain casinos that wasn't going exactly by guidelines. They never told me which one, but they told me this. They said that the state could shut us down. That what one casino does affects all the casinos within the nation. And they explained to us that if we were going to start getting a fine doing things that weren't right by their guidelines, it would affect all of our revenue. And so what could have happened, it could have shut one of those down, it could have shut down River Spirit. And there's our buddy right there. I mean, I don't know, all of the casinos do well now, but there was reasons that were explained to me. And then when I came, I was new. This had already happened. And I asked, because at one point I kept hearing, well, we took this money from the communities, we owe this to them. So at one point I was like, well, if we're trying to correct it wrong, if we did something wrong, why don't we just give them the money back? Because our understanding, I don't know about the rest, but I know Dodie and myself, was we inquired about that money and they said that it was still in litigation and that it was in a place where it couldn't be touched. But then when we started inquiring, I said, well, why don't we just give it back to the person that you? And so the timeline goes, now we're in a position to where, you know, we just have to come up with $4.5 million for contract health service. We could barely find that. it's almost like, you know, you want to take away from the whole nation and everybody, just put it here or here. That's a very, very hard decision. And I'm glad that we have a nation that sits in the middle of all these communities where we can still provide some services. And hopefully it'll get better in the future. But I was just sitting here and I was thinking about my time on what I've seen this issue so far. And I wish we had the money. But you know, when we did allocate the money, and these other communities were seeing, they were asking me, how come we can't go up there and ask for $400,000? How come we can't ask for $500,000? We're, you know, a community, we're citizens also. So it was scary because then it started setting a precedent. And you know, out of, there's 25 communities, but six communities were asking for hundreds of thousands. Some communities weren't asking for a cent. You know. And then, but the other ones were starting to look at it and say, well, if you can give them $500,000, why don't you give us $500,000? And if we start doing that, you know, then what are we going to do? Just run out all the money to all the communities to provide services, and then we won't have the services here. That's just my thinking. But I hope it helps a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you. Giles.
Thank you. And I will say to the citizens, because that ownership then falls on the nation to take care of those needs. That will fall under Department of Community and Human Services. And we are committed to that. Yes, we're a staff of five, but pretty mighty staff of five, because in the 3 years we've been here, that staff has gotten small business certified. They have gotten certified in grant writing. They were able to provide some strategic planning for some communities. And this nation at the same time has developed a small business development office through the Secretary of the Nation. So the ownership does fall back on the nation. When you say the doors will close, they may close in that sense, but they will continue to be open in the sense that we look at all the numbers and all the citizens' needs. And we are driven by that. Yes, we don't do your community because you've been offering. You don't offer it any longer, we have to pick up that slack. That's what our Director of Senior Services' job is to do, is figure out how do we pick that up. Community research and development. Do you want to write for a grant? You want to add additional programs? Let our office help you do that and help you come up with a business plan or write for grants. That still can be done. But they're right. There has to be a time the community says, okay, we're taking ownership of this and we're either going to pick this up and look at it in a different way, or we're going to step back and do this again, and we have to cut programs somewhere or find funding somewhere else outside this nation. And that's our job here at the nation, too. We can't rely on the gaming revenue, because that's really all we have. We have to keep, we're pushed every day, find funding outside here. I think that was one of the questions. How many grants have you written for? We've still got, there's a lot of federal money and just foundation money sitting out there we have not had tackled. So I say that to say, yes, our commitment, we still with the communities, our commitment is still there to help you thrive and be successful. Now, how you do that may change, that look of that may change, but our office is still here to help you through that process. So we will never, I don't think this nation will ever say, we're trying to close the doors on community, we're trying to figure out ways that we can help all communities be successful, ultimately keep the doors of this nation open for all the programs for all of our citizens, because unfortunately there are areas that are not covered by a community at all, just by bylaws, the way things are set up. So I just wanted to say that, to express that we know the challenge comes back on us as the employees of this nation, and we are committed to doing that, and then helping roll this information out so that it is done in a good way, as best we can make it happen. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Giles. Any more questions? No more questions. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-186, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to Muscogee Creek Youth. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Mr. Tiger. A discussion, please.
Yes. As you can see, this is just a bill for a young person's soccer activities. It's written for the amount that will allow $250.
Are there any questions? Roll call vote, please.
Charlene Aide?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Alicia Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes and be sent to BF&J for funding source. Other business. We have other legislation. TR-15-143, TR-15-152, NCA-15-187. NCA-15-191, 15-193, NCA-15-194, and NCA-15-195, and NCA-15-196. What's the wish of this committee?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to add 15-143, NCA-15-187, NCA-15-191, TR-15-152, NCA-15-193, NCA-15-194, NCA-15-195, NCA-15-196. To the agenda, please.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Tiger to add the all of those that he read to the agenda. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Barnett. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We will begin with TR-15-143. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Department of Health to submit a renewal application to the United States Drug Enforcement Agency required by the Controlled Substances Act. Sponsors, Ms. Barnett.
Motion do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
Yes, this is just very familiar as the other bills passed earlier. License renewal for our DEA license for our pharmacies, which our pharmacies operate under for us to continue to prescribe medication.
Thank you. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Charlene Aide?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR-15-152, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving the absentee counters for the 2015 National Council primary and general elections. Sponsors, Ms. Aide.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve.
Motion by Ms. Aide to pass.
Second
by Mr. Mr. Jennings, Mr. Dodger. discussion?
Did I age that much in the last 30 minutes?
Discussion? Does anybody have any questions? Betsy's here to answer them. No questions. Roll call vote, please.
Charlene Aide?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA-15-187, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a budget modification in excess of 10% for the Muscogee Creek Nation Office of Child Care Fiscal Year 2013 federal funds. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
Motion do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Second by Ms. Aide. Discussion?
Who's here? Okay.
grants are for 3 years, and so for 2013 we have not spent all of ours because most of our money goes to the assistance program, and we didn't, our numbers kind of fell off for providers. So what we're going to do is mod that into this year's budget so that we can put that in personnel and fringe benefits.
Are there any questions? Questions? Discussion? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Lynn. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate.
Yes.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-191, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a budget modification in excess of 10% for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Housing Crime Prevention fiscal year 2015 budget. Sponsored by Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Tyler. Discussion?
I was not contacted, so I don't know who's here to talk about housing. This came in after the date, so. Make a motion to postpone until next month.
Motion's been made by Ms. Barnett to postpone until next month.
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. A roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade.
Yes.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion has been, or NCA 15-191 will be postponed for a month. Next is NCA 15-193, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Waleka Little League Football Organization. The sponsor is Mr. Jack.
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion?
Anybody here?
Yeah.
That's what you're
here. So, my name is Roger Burke, and I'm representing the Waleka Little League and president. That league down there. That league is very vital for that area. It's not tied in with the public school or anything like that, so it is a league outside of the school. We do use that league, and as far as academics, we do get reports from the teachers, so we use it in an academic aspect. We use it in a health aspect to get the kids out, get them active and things like that. And so it's very vital for that. For that area, a lot of those youth down there are single parent families, and so that 2 hours a day outside of school is very vital for interaction with some type of male figure, you know, their coaches mm-hmm. and things like that. So I've been part of that the last couple of years as far as coaching and their kids and things like that. So I know how important that is. The other side of it is I have taken over this year. I've made efforts. We have made purchases on our own as far as new jerseys, new helmets, some of the equipment. And so we're not solely putting them, you know, asking the nation for sole funding. So we have made efforts as an organization to get things done. I come on board there, hoping to help them out, you know, with some financial knowledge and budgeting knowledge and things like that. I think we're you know, in a few years we'll be self-sufficient. It'll be fairly well, fairly good. So that's what we're asking for. And that'll be used for to purchase additional equipment.
Okay, so you have 21 creek children?
Yes. Actually, those are the only ones that I had got cards on. There are several others that we didn't have cards. I went to the public school to get the all the data, and that's all they had up there. And so we do have several other youth that would be on the list, but they don't have cards. We have a couple in the process of getting them. And so the number should be about 25, because I had two on there that I didn't have, and then two or three that were going through the process of obtaining a card.
So this will be an all-native football team?
It will not be an all-native football team. To touch on that, that league provides 100% of the equipment to the player. Some of the other leagues in the area, you pay the fee and you kind of buy the equipment. We provide every piece of equipment, you know, with the exception of cleats. But we provide a helmet, a pass jersey, practice gear, practice pants. We provide everything. And so by allowing this, this will not only benefit current kids in the program there, Creek, but kids that are coming up through the program, they'll benefit from it as well. And so, like I said, I mean, yes, it's not a 100% Creek program, but I think it's important sometimes to look outside of that.
Right.
You know, the benefits of it. If there wasn't a program there, no Creeks would play football.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we're asking for. You know, your support. Like I said, it's. I look at it long range. I don't look at it short term. I look at how you know the long term effect of it. And I think it would be very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Berkley.
Are there any questions?
So when the kids check the equipment out, do they put down? So years ago, when my boys were in Little League football, we paid. I want to say it was like $185 for them to play football. That covered up. That covered the sign up and the equipment rental. We didn't. When my boys played in the league, that we had to buy all their own equipment. It was like $600 just for their equipment, like all their pads and helmet and everything. But we paid like $185. But at the end of the year, if you gave the equipment back, then we got like $40-$50 back or something. It was like a deposit. So do you guys do something like that with these kids, or you just trust them to bring the equipment back?
We don't provide, well, like I said, this is my first year in it.
Okay.
as president, and there are some changes that I am making. Uh-huh. They have had problems in the past where that stuff hadn't come back. And so I'm putting it on the coaches that we have to have that stuff back. If we don't have that stuff back, we have enough phone numbers, we have addresses where I'll go get it. I mean, it doesn't bother me to go to somebody's house and pick it up.
Right.
I mean, those are efforts like that just haven't been done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully I can come in and like I said, bring some experience from treating it like a business.
Sure.
And hopefully it'll work out. I mean, I might have to change some way of thinking down there for some people because they're not used to that. But I think I can do it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. More questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Betty Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BF&J for funding source.
Thank you.
Next is NCA 15-194, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the expenditure of funds awarded from the District Attorney's Council through the Victims of Crime Act for the Muscogee Creek Nation Family Violence Prevention Program and the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health to develop the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Services. The sponsor is Ms. Aide.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Ms. Aide for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion?
There's someone here. Sean.
It was actually myself and then also Department of Health representatives, but for years now we have wanted the ability to start our own SANE program. Right now, reporting of sexual violence crimes is still relatively low, but I think it's because we haven't really worked to expand those services. Right now, our city
citizens that are victimized or having to go to Tulsa. We transport citizens down to Ada. Chickasaw Nation has a tribal scene program. And so we have the opportunity through VOCA this year to apply. And thankfully, due to a significant increase in funds through VOCA, we went for it. And we went for the moon. And we got it. Thankfully, with the support of the Department of Health, we received the single largest award. So we're very happy about that. It's a lot of work. We've been working really closely. And Annette James, who is the chief nursing officer, we are kind of learning this together. And again, there's a lot of work to do, but we're looking forward to being able to implement these services. We'll employ three full-time people, a full-time clinical SANE coordinator that will be housed under health, and then two advocates under our program. Because obviously in providing these services, it puts a lot of responsibility on our program to be able to make that 24-hour, 365 type of response that will be required. So.
Yes, as she indicated, we entered into this grant. This is something that's been needed in the system. I know we've been looked at for quite some time. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Annette, who's been working on this and has some background in this.
I think this program is very much needed. It's one of those things that if you are a victim in these circumstances, right now you're having to travel a long ways to get services, and we'll be able to provide those locally and confidentially to those that need them. So it's very much needed program, and we're looking forward to implementing it.
Thank you.
One question I might add really quickly, too, that's unique about our program. With us being able to offer services, Lieutenant Commander Smith was really staunch about that, about us being able to provide these services not only here in Okmulgee at our hospital, but also in Okemah. And so in looking at the other tribal SANE programs, what makes us different is that their programs are providing services only to Native victims. And so with our hospitals being able to serve non-Native people as well, it's certainly going to increase the numbers. But we had great support, received letters of support from four of the non-tribal law enforcement within the area, because when they're responding to a sexual assault, they are having to transport a victim, again, to Tulsa or, you know, to other areas for those services. So it's something that's obviously with the work that we do, not just benefiting our citizens, even though that is a priority, but it's something that benefits everybody in the area.
I have something real quick to add. From my previous experience was as a victims advocate for Tulsa County before I went to law school. And the reports that are generated from these SANE exams are instrumental in the prosecutions that go along with this. So not only is there, you know, convenience factor that's implemented, but you also have the consideration that there's a time limit as far as these exams are concerned. And when you have documentation of that, that allows for prosecution to move forward in a much more efficient, substantial manner. So that's something that, you know, from the legal perspective, we would consider a considerable bonus.
Thank you. Any more questions? No. Roll call vote, please.
Charlene Haith?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Make sure you got three in favor and zero against.
Three in favor, zero against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-195, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a budget modification in excess of 10% for the Muscogee Creek Nation Community Research and Development Department fiscal year 2015 budget. The sponsor is Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to do pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Barnett. Discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Jones, please.
Thank you. About mid in the annual fiscal year, we received an unfunded mandate, and then we came back for an appropriation, received a supplemental appropriation through this And so then we have to put our infrastructure together, and we're at the end of the physical year, and so we figured out some things we need to change in the budget, because if you'll remember, a budget was presented to you for $1.7 million by another department, and we came in with a budget of $318,000 to take that place. And so as we've got in, and we did that within a few days' time, and so now we've learned that we need to move some money. And so we're kind of capped by the 10% rule, and so we're asking for relief to go above the 10%.
For maintenance repairs?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Barnett?
Can you go into more detail about what the equipment is?
Sure.
We originally had $18,000 that was determined to be in the wrong line item. And so we took that $18,000 and moved it into the proper line item, but started eating at immediately at our 10%. And so we was able to buy some lawnmowers with it, but there's other equipment. One of the things that we're dealing with is because we're dependent upon tribal construction, because sometimes we have to go through Title 28, you know, the mandate they got to go through tribal construction. And the other thing is the supplemental and the mandate has us going through housing. There's some things that we feel like we can do ourselves, because on average it's costing us about $2,000 to do a work order. And then we're incumbent upon waiting on them to get to it. And so getting equipment like a tractor, and there's landscaping that needs to be done in communities that has, it's just five or six communities that it's never been tended to. I've contracted some lawn mowing out, and they basically told me, don't call me back, because it was detrimental to their equipment. And so there's excavation that needs to take place, there's removing rock and those kind of things, so it necessitates buying more than a lawnmower. And so we're prohibited to do that from the current budget. And so we want to be able to get money. So one thing that makes it real important to communities is control the schedule. And if we can do that, there's some things that we can do to control the schedule and get to projects a lot faster. So.
Questions?
Thank you.
None. Roll call vote, please. Shirley Nade?
Yes.
Dottie Barnett?
Yes.
Lucia Tiger?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-196. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending NCA 15-110. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation for the Muscogee Creek Nation Community Research and Development Department to provide necessary maintenance and repairs to the nation's chartered community buildings. Sponsors, Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion to pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Aide. Discussion.
Thank you, Ms. Green. I'd like to get the time, Mr. Jones, again, please.
Yeah, basically, that particular 15-10, we will lose that money at the end of the fiscal year, and so we're just asking for an extension. One of the things that we're running up against is that the things that we have to send through tribal construction, it elongates getting the projects. And so we're in danger of losing those funds before it gets contracted out. And so we're just asking for an extension so that we can encumber those funds, because you can't just encumber those funds like you normally could. They actually have to be paid for. A project has to be done and paid for, and then we have to have the buildings done by a certain time. And so this allows us to be able to do that and not lose those funds.
This is mainly on the projects for Shakota and Cromwell?
Specifically, yes, Shakota and Cromwell, but there may be a couple more that will be affected by this. But that's correct, yes.
Right, thank you.
Any questions?
If I could add, and the reason those are actually things that we could actually send through housing. It's not something that, because it's maintenance in nature, it's just expensive maintenance. But what tribal construction is telling us is that there's a special contractor has to do certain type of jobs like waterproofing with the issue down in Shakota, and so that's why we're having to go through truck construction. So, thank you.
Any questions?
So just to clarify, this money is mainly for contracts to contract work out, but not necessarily like any equipment or specific things that you're going to buy with it?
The
318.
Yeah, part of it is to contract things out. So some of it is to have us to buy equipment, but like I said, I mean, the first week we realized it was the wrong line item, and so we changed that $18,000. But yeah, there was some, and there was a salary for one employee in there, I believe, also.
Okay. And the money for the trucks, that was the money that we gave to housing, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That there was actually, I think, electrician, plumber, AC guy, and mm-hmm. something else.
All right, I just clarified in my brain. Thank you.
Questions? None? Roll call vote, please.
Charlie Knight?
Yes.
Jody Burnett?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Make sure you got 3 in favor and 0 against.
3 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. All of our business. Are there any announcements? Mr. Giles?
Thank you, committee. I did want to announce there's a couple of things going on to get by. Of course, we're getting to the end of our fiscal year, so our family violence prevention program, we are going to ask for a budget modification as well as that to spend those federal funds up. So you may be seeing that. We know at the budget committee we would be able to meet, and this month we really appreciate that. So just give you a heads up on that. Appreciate all of those that came in late. Again, it's just trying to spend the funds what we have while we have them, so we can take care of the needs that are pressing us right now. Just wanted to introduce to you guys, and I felt on my part, just keep working along. Want to introduce Nina Tiger. Nina has been named as we reorganized our human services office. So she's our human services director. Under human services, that's all of our social service program, school clothing, and our TANF program. What we were finding was with the social services and our general assistance, that's the BIA funding, they were to be making referrals to our TANF program. And we were getting maybe 3 referrals within a year. So those numbers weren't matching up. So just really combining those efforts so that those citizens are getting actually utilizing some of those federal dollars, if we can get those tapped into more frequently and just a better understanding what staff. So Nina has graciously accepted that position and all of those duties that come with that. October 1, we will roll Social Security assistance back under Human Services. That's where it originally was. It doesn't warrant to be a program on its own right now. It won't move offices, we won't change staff, but definitely give more emphasis on the services and a holistic view for our clients. So I did want to introduce Nina because I don't think I formally did that to this committee. So she's between Jinx, our office here, the social service office here, and the TANF office here. We're always looking for space. This is my plug to you, but we really need space. It is our biggest issue, ideally, so our clients aren't doing this runaround consistently. As much as we're trying to use technology to prevent some of that, it's still having to go between the two offices if you have interviews with a specific case manager. And we're utilizing the space up in Jinx right now. The social service and TANF office has space up there. Not at Riverwalk, but at a different location. So I did want to make sure you had a face and a name. You have questions or concerns. She's addressing those things pretty quickly. October 1 is our official, what we're calling a restart. We really have to get staff in a place that they don't feel like they're just constantly working, and not making any ends meet, and to really upgrade the training. The training has been all over the place, so really get it streamlined, so they know exactly and confident in what they're doing. I think you guys all experienced that. When you call, they tell you one thing, they may be something else. That should So we're addressing those things. The phone calls have gone down. Hopefully you're seeing that, but the phone calls are coming through the chief's office. Today was actually my second one I've gotten in 3 months, so something's happening there. So we continue to do that. We plan to have a new resource a resource coordinator that is going out doing the in-services for communities, letting communities know what our programs are when they're rolling out, so there is more one-on-one, and we are really trying to break away from having just offices here and really starting to get out to the communities. we're expanding our Wetumpka office, so we will now have three workers, full-time workers down in Wetumpka, so it is truly a satellite office. We're trying to get away from the days that citizens have to come here. We are trying to be where they are, so we'll keep rolling those out. I will say, to Nina's credit, she's already been able to save us some money because we just kept adding workers. That was not necessarily the need, but to be more efficient at the work that we're doing. So, as I said, October was our official restart with some of the title change and organizational changes, but ultimately to benefit the citizens, we'll continue to see the benefit of that. Our citizens too. Our technology is not keeping up as fast as we want it to keep up, so we're still in that tweak phase with our technology, trying to go paperless and try to streamline a lot of that. So hopefully we will select a software system that will keep us all connected, and that we don't have to be in the office where we're doing the approvals via cell phone and the finances cutting a check the system. How that's happening truly within 24 hours versus paper, physically someone has to sign, carry that paper physically over to finance, and finance physically has to cut a check and mail it. Those are the things we're still working towards. So I just wanted to make sure you guys knew, put a name and a face with Nina. Of course, Nina's been with the Nation for over 10 years now. So she's not new to Muskogee Creek Nation, but new in this new organized position. So that's Miss Nina. And then our newest staff member. our newest staff member came on last week is Terry Anderson. Terry, of course, is familiar. She's been with the Nation for a number of years. She's worked in health. She served on our tribal council way back in the day, a former Miss Creek Nation. So she served in different capacities. As our senior services director, you've heard some of the issues today. It's funding. And right now it's fully tribally funded. That's her task, is to really go after those federal dollars and foundation dollars. At the end of this year, we will sit down and fully assess the lawn mowing need in the Nation between communities, between our pilot program, our program we have in community research and development, and senior services, and come up with a more a better equipped plan, a more cost-effective plan for the Nation. But appreciate Terry coming on. I told her her big qualifications it's going to keep her here is if the seniors like her, so she knows that. So just meeting with the seniors, they will ultimately dictate if she will maintain in her position, but she comes with director experience, grant writing experience, and has experience with their language. That was important to us as well, so that when you are going out and meeting with our elders that only speak Muskogee Creek, they can identify and readily have someone that can speak with them and have a conversation. So we thank Terry for coming on, and just wanted to make those formal introductions to our committee so that you're aware of who these people are when you see them in the hall.
Okay. Thank you.
Where will their offices be?
Right now, I travel between Wetumpka, the SRO, in the TANF office that's on Mission across from the OSU campus. 2 days there, 3 days over at the social services office, and then in Jinx.
So here's the LP now. And then all the senior services is behind the HR tribal administrator's offices, where senior services currently are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like before you get to the gift shop, go left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, welcome aboard, Terry. That's it. Didn't recognize her. Okay. If there's no more announcements, motion for adjournment. Motion by Ms. Tigers, Ms. Aide.
I know which one you're gonna pick.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same side. Ms. Aide, would you give a position, please?